Bring it. Bring it. Warp speed. Are you ready?
Hit it.
Hyperspace. Go, 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 go. I'm I. Dark side. What up, snitches? It's your main Padawan, your nightly Force Friday in service with your boy Doc Vader. Where's Z-Dog, you ask? What happened to Z-Dog? What did you do with Z-Dog? Bitch, he's tied up in the back of my land speeder where he belongs. He was whining. Yesterday he interviewed a female physician. Who does that? Who does that, Heineber?
Z-Dog, he's very compassionate. Excuse liberal, which, I'm not a fan of, but...
Yeah, I know. I'm very... Liberals, are you kidding me? You will not find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy than the Huffington Post. I'm just saying.
John Zadroga wants to know how you what you feel about the Cash Me Outside girl.
I think she's hot.
I mean, she's like 14. She's 14, man.
What?
Yeah, she's like 14. Doc, come on, man.
This is very awkward now. I did not realize.
Maybe that kind of shit flies on Tatooine, Vader, but it doesn't fly here in America.
You know what? Let's change the subject, because this is all very awkward, and there's a whole parole issue that I still am dealing with. Oh, my goodness. Look what we... You know, Han, I got you, boy. I know you're frozen in carbonite, and I said no disintegrations, but one day, you will be my son-in-law, and it will be really, really, really disturbing to have you still on the wall. What do we got, Heineber? Bring the noise. We're running this show today. Do you know why? Because Z-Dog is a total little man whiny little wuss. And he's like, I didn't want to host today. Tie me up in the back of my land speeder. At least that's the story and I'm sticking to it. What are we talking about, Heineber?
Is that what you did with Z? You tied him up in the back of the land speeder? That is not cool, Doc.
Is this thing on? There's no evidence of this conversation, correct? Anyways, we were going... He had even posted on his silly Facebook page that he was going to talk about the opioid crisis and its effect on millennials. And I said, who cares about the... It's not even a crisis. Is this even a problem, people? Leave a comment. Are you affected by the opioid crisis? I am not.
Hey,
you know
Doc Vader.
I am 90% machine.
Laura Tobias says today is National Anesthesia Tech Day. I know how much you love of all the... All the different providers getting their own different days. That's one of your favorite
things. If I have to listen to one more whiny little bitch telling me, oh, it's X week. Could you please give a shout out for the X's? We have no voice. I'm like, you will have no voice when I force choke you to death because everybody gets a week. It's like some kind of participation trophy. Do you know what doctors get? They get a day. And in that day, they get absolutely nothing. I asked for nothing bundt cakes. What did I get? I got a stale croissant from Costco, okay? You fix that, Missy, and I will give you, what was it? Radiology Tech Brazilian Wax Week?
Karen McLean says, I'll send you a nothing bundt cake. What's your favorite flavor, Doc?
Pickle.
Pickle?
It's something I picked up on Tatooine. It's an acquired taste, but it's very delightful. Pickle flavored bundt cake.
Listen, I know the Sith Lord here pretty well, and you know one thing about him is he is just always complaining. It is so annoying. I'm being honest. But if you have a topic for him to complain about, send it in, and I'll feed it to him, and he'll rant on it for several hours because he can't be quiet.
Shut your hole, Heineber. I'm tired of your whining. By the way, you're a millennial. You were telling me before, oh, opioids are a problem. All my high school friends were addicted. Why don't you regale us with that?
When I was saying that when I was a kid on Earth, a lot of the kids that were doing like Xanax and opiates and, I was there and it was great. It was a fun time.
Oh, you think it's fun, huh? Being chronically constipated. Do you think it's fun creating an army of addicted zombie millennials that come into my emergency department and lie to me, to my mask? They lie right to my mask, Tom Heineber. Oh, it's chronic abdominal pain, and I lost my prescription because a Tauntaun ate it. And I was on Hoth, and you won't understand. My regular provider is on Hoth, all right? But he was frozen, and then the Tauntaun died. And anyways, I need that only thing that helps me starts with a D. And I'm like, Darkside, because I got plenty of that for you, all right? That's not okay, Heineber. You should never play with opiates. Where did these children get the drugs? I don't even understand.
Medicine cabinets, like from parents and stuff.
Parents, so like Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru would have just had like Dilaudid laying around in that blue milk.
They seem more like fentanyl people to me, but Uncle Ben liked to party.
You know what? I can't deny it. That, you know what? And I gotta say, when he got burned into a crisp by my stormtroopers, part of me wanted to descend in my shuttle and smoke his ashes because I would have gotten high AF. That guy was a partier. Like, you know, who's that guy from the Rolling Stones that's...
Keith Richards?
Yeah, oh, he's an amateur. An amateur compared to Loewen Oz. Oz Loewen, whatever. Owen Lars. Darkseid.
Doc, let's see. I love the new cussing nonstop, Doc Vader. Liz Mangieri. I've never heard Vader cuss.
Vader doesn't cuss. He uses flowery language. Every now and again, I'll be like, you know what? I'm not going to take a crap anymore. I'm going to shit my pants. That's what I'm going to do. And it just takes it to that next level. It takes it to the next. And we'll bleep it, but we'll bleep it in a way where... I hear the word almost 100% with a little bleep on it. That's how we roll, bitches.
Tony Bright wants to know, what's the best medicine for gout, Doc Vader?
It's called lifestyle, bitch. You don't, just don't eat crap. That's the best. Oh, what can you do for gout? Everybody wants a pill. Everybody wants to wave a magic lightsaber and use the force and then become better. How about this? Don't get fat. Don't have a genetic predisposition. Don't eat high purine-containing articles of nutritional input, and your toe will no longer hurt. It's really quite simple. Oh, I want colchicine, and I want prednisone, and I want allopurinol, and I want, And you want a lightsaber in your rectum. That's what you want, okay? I'll tell you what you need to change your damn lifestyle. Gout used to be a disease of kings. Do you know why? Because in the old days, kings were fat sons of bitches. That's what they did. They ate, they got fat, they got gout.
But nowadays, the poor get gout because they're fat and they eat a lot, right?
Now, let me guess. Now, I'm the bad guy. Huh? You say poor, and suddenly I'm that guy that's making fun of poor people. You know, screw you, Heineba.
It's food desert, Z. I mean, Doc Vader?
You're going to lecture me? Who is Z, by the way? You're going to lecture me about a food desert. I come from frickin' Tatooine. I had to drink blue milk. I needed a protocol droid that spoke the binary language of moisture evaporators, and you're lecturing me on food deserts. Shut the hell up. You know what's a food desert? I'm going to tell you what a food desert is right now. Chili's. Chili's is a food desert. Because I go and I say, I want the baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back ribs. I want those. And you know, they tell me, you can't sing your order. You have to just order. And I'm like, you know what? I saw the commercial. This is false freaking advertising. Am I wrong? I just want ribs.
Sharon Cornelison says, I'm in love with Doc Vader's cranky nature. I think that's why they love you, Doc, because you're cantankerous.
Hates poor people. Logan, let me just give you a little bit of... Is it working? Oh, now you're just faking it. I know when it works. I feel there's like a force feedback thing, and I realize I'm a little off my game because I'm not used to being on camera. Except for 3 movies... and a bunch of prequels.
The Big D is great for post-op. I have had surgery a couple times and used a lot less pain medication with it. Regular morphine did not really touch the pain. That's from Cynthia.
Cynthia, you are a drug addict and a fool. Take her away.
Come on in, tribe, to be abused by Doc Vader. He's very mean.
Excuse me. I'm quite polite. My mother, before she was slaughtered by those vermin sand people, always taught me to use my manners. She said, say your P's and Q's and mind your thank yous. And also, when you're force choking someone, always apologize after they're dead. That way you don't have to have a big conversation.
How does Doc Vader feel about maintaining droids in a persistent vegetative state? That's from Claire Collette.
Let me tell you this. The other day, this R2 unit is brought in by his family. Okay. They're a bunch of droids, too. And they're like, you know, he's been having the dwindles. And I'm like, this R2 unit is barely functional. It's working on half a watt of electricity. and you've been stringing it along at the end of its life. Did you ever ask the R2 unit, you know, do you want to exist like this? Is this what you want? You've survived four different Star Wars episodes. You're shot full of holes. You know, let deactivate him peacefully. In fact, you could do a mercy deactivation. I offered it to them. I said, nobody will know. I will just turn up the morphine. They will not know. And he will be deactivated. And they said, No. Did you see him? He just beeped. That means he's doing fine. And then I call up and I said, well, who's the decision maker? And they're like, oh, that's a C-3PO. Well, where is C-3PO? He's in a galaxy adjacent, far, far away, and a long time ago. So you can just go ahead and give him a call, and he'll make the... No, that's not how it works. How can the primary decision maker not even be in the same system? This is end of life. I hate it. We should be compassionate to people when they are dying, including droids. Actually, forget droids. They're losers. Just let them die.
Amanda Earle says she needs a shout-out. She's been very vocal about it, Doc.
Don't be too proud of a shout-out, Amanda Earle. The power to get a shout-out from Vader is insignificant next to the power of these nuts. Okay, I didn't mean to say that. I lost it.
Doc Vader, Amanda Justice wants to know if you're single.
Can you see me crying? Because my eyes are tearing up. Because you know what I'm remembering? I'm remembering when I wasn't single. When I had Padme at my side. My beloved, my apparently pregnant with twins, never got a lick of prepartum care. And then what? Oh, I'm sorry. Padme was underage. Now someone's going to get up. Where's my force powers when I need them? Anyways, this giraffe April, okay? Padme could have learned from April the giraffe. Do not give birth ever. Keep it inside. Keep it inside. It's just like in the Disney musical. Let it go. No, the opposite of that. Hold it in, or you will die in childbirth. That should have been what happened. Anyways, yes, I'm single. If you want to hit me up, just swipe right, and Vader will be there in his land speeder. You know what I'm saying? Booyah. Explosions.
How do you feel about people vaccinating their pets, but not their children, Doc Vader?
You have got to be freaking kidding me. So you're going to vaccinate a dog, okay? But then your child, you are not going to vaccinate. This is like some kind of interspecies double standard, okay? Either vaccinate them both or vaccinate neither. And actually, I'm going to say this. The veterinarians, they're always emailing me, oh, Doc Vader, we feel your pain. Because even though you are a 90% burned human doctor, we are 90% burned trans species doctors. And I said, trans species? Did you get a special bathroom for that? I'm here all week, people. Catch me at Jabba's Palace. That's
what
I do.
That was terrible, Doc. Good God.
Yes.
Neil Desai says, my brother is having twins. What's your best parenting advice?
You are seriously asking me for parenting advice on how to handle twins. You saw the movies? Did you see the movies? Heineba, did he see the movies?
He clearly didn't see the movies, because you're a bad dad, man.
And now I think you've crossed a line. I think you've really kind of taken it. What I was going to say is, Padme didn't tell me I had children until they were grown, all right? What does that mean? I didn't get to be a dad. But as soon as I found out what was going on, what did I do? I reached out with my feelings. I found Luke. And I cut off his hand. That's what a good father does.
I mean, not really. Not really, Doc.
What do you know about good fathers? You're like 27. And you're addicted to opioids, probably, from everything I've heard. You and your miscreant friends in high school taking your daddy's pills.
Mike Elmore says, can we get a shout-out to all the X-ray technologists out there?
No.
All right, next question. Let's see. What do you think about skilled nursing care as it stands, Doc?
Does it stand? I have never seen skilled nursing care stand. It's usually in some kind of city chair or a commode or... Really? You know what? I'm done with the show. I'm going to walk over here and I'm just going to sit here until you apologize, Logan. I'm going to
sit here. Get back in the frame. Come on. Get back in.
I will not.
We're not paying your day rate until you get back in and do your thing. Hop in. Thank you.
Beta got to get paid. I really do. I have so many student loans. You don't even understand. Chase Galactic Bank owns this helmet. Like, it's leverage. It's a whole Ponzi scheme that they have. How many viewers do we have? I don't have a phone.
About 700.
Oh, my gosh. 700 apprentices. That is dark side for life. I felt a tremor in the force, Heineba, as if 10,000 people were going to watch, but only 700 bothered to show up.
Chris Moore says, how about a shout out to all the EMS folks?
I'm sorry, what? I have no idea what you're talking about. Did you say EM what?
EMS.
Is that a thing? What does it stand for?
Emergency service?
Oh, I'm sorry, you mean the ambulance drivers?
Yes. Paramedics. EMT.
You guys know I'm just kidding, right? Vader loves EMS. EMS for life, son. Y'all are like laying it down on the front lines. I like that community paramedicine. I'm digging it when you guys do stuff in the field and then bring it in and I'm like, how dare you touch my patient? It's what we do, people. But I like that CPR.
Hey, who's a better... who's a better doctor, you or Z-Dog?
How dare you? Who's a better doc? That's like comparing apples with anuses. I mean, you can't even, they're not in the same unit. Of course, have you looked at my scores, my midichlorian scores? They are off the scale. Like, you can't even measure them. Z-Dog never even had his tested because he knows they're going to be unmeasurably low because he's a total puss. That's all I'm saying. That guy, look at his head. He looks like me when my helmet's taken off. Wait a minute. Let me do the math on that. That sounds... Something is up. Something is up with our relationship, don't you think, Heineba?
I mean, you guys got it. It's weird. I don't even know what's up with it.
I'm not laughing. I had something in my throat.
Lolita Flores is about to make dinner. She wants to know what she should make. She wants you to tell her.
You know what I like? I really like stovetop stuffing, especially not on a holiday. Like, just get the box, and it's no special occasion. That's what's amazing. My mother would do this on Tatooine. We'd be coming, oh, what's for dinner? And it would, 5 days out of the week, hamburger helper. You know, sloppy joes. Bologna sandwich. And then that fifth day, she would say, stovetop stuffing with little bits of Sarlacc tentacles in there. And I thought, what a joy. And so, yes, stovetop stuffing with Sarlacc tentacles and used chilled tauntaun broth. That makes it really the bouquet. It's the bouquet.
Yeah, Vader also really likes fish sticks, too.
Beta loves those hush puppies, I'm not going to lie. Fish sticks, whatever, Long John Silvers, you get me them hush puppies, I'll be like, booyah.
Can you do a rap song? Elizabeth wants to know.
What's that?
Can you rap?
Can I rap?
Can you rap?
My name is Darth Vader, and this battle station is now quite operational because you know I'm going to stick my finger in your prostate, and then you're going to have to taste another date. What? Are we... Logan, hit me.
No! How do you feel about Dr. Oz?
Ficky, Dr. Oz, because he's a total spaz, and I... warp hyperspace.
Okay. If an apple a day keeps the doctor away, how many apples should I eat to keep everyone else away? Mike wants to know.
Three. You can't do math, Mike. One keeps the doctor away. Three keeps all of humanity away. This was taught to me as a grade school rhyme. By the way, apples are high glycemic index fruits. If you have type 2 diabetes, I'm sorry, did I pronounce it correctly? Diabetes. If you have type 2 diabetes and you eat a lot of apples, you are probably doing harm to your glucose levels. That's just the dark side tip of the evening with your boy, Doc Vader.
Shout out to OBGYNs. I think you know an OBGYN that you kind of have a feud with.
Obi-Gyn. At last, the circle is now complete. When I left him, I was but an intern, and he was so mean to me, like every other frickin' OB resident. What is it with the OB guy? When I was a Padawan in medical school, I was a male, obviously. You can tell. Ripped. Totally ripped. I do my OB rotation. San Francisco General Hospital. These OB residents, both male and female, were so frickin' mean to me. I would go home and cry into my helmet every single night. And the next thing you know, they have a speculum in someone's vagina. That is not where they belong. They have no empathy. And I have no love for them hoes.
Let's see here. Boxers or briefs, Doc?
Both. I wear both at once. You don't understand. When I come out of my Bacta tank, I don't always feel fresh, even though I've just been washed in biological fluid and goo. So I will put on a pair of tighty whities with some baby powder, like that, because I'm not worried about that ovarian cancer nonsense. And then I will pull it up, and no, I am not Logan. I will force choke you. I am not going to come out. I'm done with that conversation. What's
Doc,
the next
Doc
question?
Vader, I'm a surge tech and I need more energy. What can I do or take? That's from Stephanie.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Mike says, show some love for hospitalists. You're a hospitalist.
Show some love for hospitalists. Let me think about this for a second. Show some love for glorified residents who are a little good at a whole lot of nothing, who are dumped on by everyone in the system, who the surgeons treat like crap, the emergency department says, oh, we love you, you're so smart, take these dumps. And then the social worker's like, you know what, I'm not going to help you with this discharge because you're a bad man, Vader. And all these things, and then we go to the call room, and some of us, maybe we cry, maybe someone walks in and sees us. And you want me to talk about... Turn it off.
Oh, my God. Come back here. Be a professional. Do your job. Come back.
Turn it
come
off.
Back. Come back. Doc. Come back. We're not going to stop the show because you're having a panic attack.
I gots to get paid.
Farouk wants to know how you feel about pineapples on pizza.
They're like raindrops on tauntauns and sarlacc in sandpits. Jabba on barges with Leia tied up with chains. These are a few of my chilled monkey brains.
Are dentists real doctors or not? Craig wants to know.
Do I need to answer that? Let me ask first.
Are you saying they're not, Doc?
I'm going to ask this. This here. It pains me. What dentist would help me? They look at me like I'm some kind of animal. That's all I'm saying. Would a doctor treat me like that? No. Actually, he would. He would be even meaner. So yes, they are real doctors. You know who aren't real doctors? Naturopaths. They are not real doctors. They are freaking quacks. Oh, let's put a little turmeric in an IV and kill a young lady. That's a thing to do.
Doc, were you a gunner as a Padawan?
If by gunner you mean one of the top students in my class who would never hesitate to put a fool on his back, who was always top of the game, okay? No matter who came, I was top of the game. Then no, I wasn't a gunner. I was like, you know, solid 50% because you know what I say, bro? P equals MD. You pass, you get an MD. Why do an iota more work than necessary? That's for idiots. Okay, let Jar Jar do that in chiropractic school. I don't have time to study. I got things to do. I got people to see. I got galaxies to conquer. I'm Darth Vader, bitch. Enjoy yourself.
Do you keep Jar Jar Binks close to your heart after all these years? Robin Sue wants to know.
I actually keep him in a box on my Landspeeder. Several pieces, you know.
Do you like spicy curry?
Do I like spicy curry? I like, what do I like? You know, I'm partial to that naan. Because as you know, my father is Indian. He would always tell me, you know, doing this nonsense is never going to put naan on the table. And I said, Daddy, then give me some naan only because I'm hungry. You haven't fed me because I haven't taken the MCATs. So you're keeping me hungry because you believe that intermittent fasting with the ketones is the way to go. And if you'll keep my brain sharp and all I'm doing is losing weight and very, very weak. I'm so weak only. Okay? So yeah, I kind of like the naan. I'm
Doc,
just telling you.
How do you feel about Narcan being able to be purchased in stores? You about that life?
That's a thing.
I guess, apparently.
Let me see. Let me weigh some things here. Harm reduction by making Narcan easily accessible to everyone so they can save lives versus promoting idiotic behavior like going ahead and taking a bunch of narcotics and then just narcanizing yourself. I don't know, Heineba. What do you think?
Deagle says that's nonsense. Get it?
What is Deagle like Smeagol's brother? Are we in the Lord of the Rings?
Deagle Wii.
Oh, Deagle Wii. Is it a Nintendo game? What is going on here? I feel like I'm in some alternative universe where Pokemon's gonna bust out, punch me in the chops.
Show some love for pharmacists, they say.
This, I will be honest, I love my pharmacists. They keep it real all the time. I'm like, give him 27 milligrams of Coumadin TID. And the pharmacist always comes up, Lord Vader, I'm really sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, but that would kill him by causing him to bleed out of every orifice, including his peepee hole. And I say, then make it so. So yes, I love my pharmacists. They are down with OPP, other people's pills.
Doc, what do you think about ankle replacements? Are they any good? Jill Landry says she needs to get one.
I replace ankles in my clinic with cankles because everyone's like, my ankles are so weak. I'm like, well, now you have Hillary Clinton cankles. Are you happy now? Do you feel transformed?
Susan Robinson says you should wear a red lab coat so the patient's blood doesn't show.
That would make too much sense. Why would anyone do that?
But then you aren't frightening to the other patients, right?
Look at me, Heineba. Do you think I am already not frightening? I instill fear in throughout the system. Red coat. Who are these people?
Michael wants to know, why do doctors always throw nurses under the bus? Well, in your case, it's because you're weak and small and pathetic and you have no idea what you're doing, right? Don't cry, Doc.
You would never treat me like that, Han. You would never treat me like that guy, all right? That's why I keep you here, because I know you know the real me. You know that I struggled through medical school. You know that I'm insecure. That's why I lash out at the nurses. You know that secretly I love the nurses, and I fear their powers of empathy. You know this, Han. Also, you are frozen, so you are dead to me.
You ever gonna unfreeze, Han?
Unfreeze Han.
Yeah, you know. Give the poor guy back his life.
That's an option? I thought this was permanent. Who said he could be unfrozen?
I mean, you're the one that froze him, right? As a test?
No. I don't freeze people, Heineba. I have people frozen. Okay, Calrissian froze him. At my request. I told him, I said, I have altered the bargain. Pray I don't alter it further.
Michael wants to know about treatment options for end-stage fibromyalgia.
Do you know Mr. Snuffleupagus? He was Big Bird's imaginary friend. Do you know fibromyalgia? It is my imaginary disease. I'm just kidding. Please. Please, fibromyalgia patients, do not assault Z-Dog thinking he shares my beliefs, because then I will have to take the heat, and it will be another whole, reflex sympathetic dystrophy disaster that happened the other day. We don't want that. We keep it real. It's about compassion here at Dockside Industries. Compassion for these nuts!
Becky says, I was told recently by a doctor that he deserved more respect than nurses because he was, quote, academically superior.
This guy sounds like, he really sounds like a winner. put him in a TIE fighter, throw him into battle, and watch him pee his pants because he has got some serious daddy issues. I'm just saying. How can you not, how can you say, I mean, we all have our education, right? And it's in different spaces. None is more better there than the other. What is this kiss? Oh. Logan, you have issues in the brain. These subtitles, for those who are listening on podcast, he is subtitling my face, and I am angry, but I am also sad, deeply wounded. What do we got, Heineba? How many people are watching now?
About 624, Doc.
Still?
Yeah, still.
Who are these people?
How do you feel about CNAs, Doc Vader?
CNA, P-O-P-P-A, no info for the Emperor. I like them. I think they're dope.
Will Kylo Ren be joining your practice?
Kylo R-N?
Kylo R-N.
Kylo R-N is one of the most powerful nurses in the system. So yes, he is also my grandson. He is also a male nurse, which, not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying to my male nurses out there, respect, right? Han, you went to nursing school, dropped out when you were frozen in carbonite. It's a thing.
Ethan O'Donnell says, I'm academically more superior than this hack.
Ethan. Ethan O'Donnell. The same Ethan who was in several Z-Dog videos playing, let's see, a twerking drunk and a hippie who blew vape smoke in Z-Dog's face. Is that the same Ethan? You're more academically inclined, are you? Is that right?
He's
Doesn't
not.
Ethan believe that the world is 4,000 years old? He didn't even get the biblical piece right. He's like, oh, it's 4,000. I'm Ethan like, no, actually, the Bible says 5,000 and change.
Ethan says you can't rap.
Okay, that's it. Now I'm angry. You know, and fear leads to anger, and anger leads to constipation, and constipation leads to malpractice. I can't rap. You give me a topic, Heineba, right now.
Male nurses rock?
You know, it's really true that my male nurses rock. You know, when you check in the pants, you'll find a...
Sock?
Tupac, because that's where he is. Everyone thinks he's dead, but he's actually in a male nurse's pants. Nobody knew. Nobody knew. Boxes of briefs. Tupac.
Rupinder wants you to give a shout-out to shouting.
A shout-out to what?
To shouting.
Shouting?
Shout-out to shouting. It's very meta.
Okay, this is very meta. Yo, shouting, I love you, bro. It's what we do. Shout out. Hey, Logan, hit me.
Hit me, hit me.
Dark side. I keep
original Star Wars or the newer ones? Your early life or your later life?
You've got to be kidding me. That's a real question. Are you talking prequels versus 4, 5, 6?
I think they're talking prequels versus 4, 5, 6.
Okay. Let me tell you. This is how I would watch those. All right? Delete one entirely. Start with 4, then go to 5, then go back to 2 and 3, then watch 6. That's how you do it. And then destroy 6, because it is actually a horrible film. Those Ewoks, though. What is that? You know, you have one on your desk with a helmet, a pink Pokemon Ewok. Look at that.
That's Minnie Z the bear.
That is a dead pink Ewok.
Minnie Z, the bear, is in space today.
When Ewoks get cyanotic, they turn pink. That is a cyanotic Ewok. What?
How do you feel about patients who like to play doctor? Offended or relieved that they do their homework?
Oh, you mean Dr. Google? Well, let me tell you. I will tell you what I think. I'm actually quite delighted that a patient would empower themselves through research on the internet. What's interesting, though, is in the current Health 2.0 system, as Z-Dog describes it, it is impossible for a physician to pass the information through their intuition, wisdom, knowledge, hard-earned experience. And so the patient is left adrift, going to Dr. Google for second and third opinions, and worse yet, to Dr. Oz for no opinion at all. And what ends up happening? We all suffer. So you know what I think about Google? If I had my lightsaber right now, I would cut Google in half if it was a person, which apparently someone tells me it is not. I still think it's a person. I think when I type a Google search, there's a guy over there going, 10. You know what I mean? Am I wrong?
ICD 9 or 10?
12. I'm very advanced. I'm already at, I see in the future D. That's what I see. It's like 4D. You know what I mean? West Side.
How are your age caps, Doc? Teresa wants to know.
Unmeasurable.
Unmeasurably bad?
I'll let you decide.
Unmeasurably good.
Unmeasurable. Let's just say this. I was pulled into HR, all right? And you may have seen this documentary. I was pulled into HR, and this HR person was like, you know, we've never measured anything so low in our lives. And I'm like, oh, is that a challenge? Because I can get them even lower. And so I've been working on that. With a little hard work and dedication, I think I can get negative age cap scores.
Does Doc Vader dance? Oh. Hit him with what you got, Doc.
Rocket. No, I don't dance at all. It's not a pastime that I'm used to.
Let's see. Thank you for saying what is really on our minds, Cindy Babcock.
Cindy, thank you for giving me the appreciation. Because it seems like sometimes I say what I think and I get in a shit ton of trouble all the time. People are mad. I did a documentary on hut shaming, on how, you know, I get, it's not easy being, Han.
Come back. Stop.
Hold me, Han. You're the only one who knows me, Han.
Can you control him or what? Like, seriously.
Han Solo.
Vader, back. Come back.
I'm not your dog, Heineber.
We have 600 people watching.
Oh. That's a quorum.
Ethan O'Donnell says Vader can't dance.
I got nothing for that. You know why? Because Ethan is a bitch.
Let's see. What do you think about radiologists? Christopher wants to know.
Very few people understand this, but Padme was a radiologist. And she studied for many years on whatever planet she was from. And all of it was taken away when she died in childbirth. So I'm a little bit butthurt by the whole radiology thing, because she studied a long time only to die delivering twins that she never got prenatal care for because she was a radiologist and therefore not a real frickin' doctor. Why didn't you, Padme? Why didn't you just study? All you needed was one ultrasound. And I would have known you had twins. And I would have delivered them myself before I accidentally force choked you. Padme.
You were a doctor, man.
Padme.
And you didn't even get her any prenatal care.
I'm a hospitalist, Heineba. I don't do women and the women parts. They frighten me.
How hard is it, man? One checkup. That was all she needed, Doc.
Well, you know what? What's gone is gone. Let's move on. Bygones be bygones, you know. Padme's dead. The children, one is missing an arm. You know, the other one's going to marry this jackass over here. It's, don't remind me, okay? Let's just say Thanksgivings are so freaking awkward. And not only that, but I don't even get my stovetop stuffing on the most fabulous day of the year on Thanksgiving. And that's all, you know I love that stuffing, though.
Lucy wants to know if you like the show House. You ever watch House, Doc Vader?
I don't watch TV, do you know why? Because TV is for punks. I'm busy cutting people open, saving the universe from myself, and doing stuff. Why would I sit around watching House? Yeah, I know the show House, and I love it. It's pretty awesome, actually. It's the bomb. I like that guy. He's addicted to them knocks, though. He's got that problem, a little bit of the whoo, which we see a lot with healthcare providers because of access. They're always hitting the sauce. Them narcotics, we had an anesthesiologist found with a needle in her arm in my medical school. It's actually not a joking matter. It's very dark side. And at some point, Z-Dog will come on this show and talk about it in a way that is compassionate. But that is not this day, all right?
Oswald Perkins says, second year considering emergency med. What do you think, Doc Vader? You got thoughts for Oswald?
Just abandon ship, buddy. Okay, the ship is sinking. Why are you still in medical school? Do you not watch the show? Are you not going, wait, he's saying that everything sucks. Vader is like, this whole thing is, the Death Star is about to blow up and you want to sign up to be a stormtrooper in the detention center. That's what you want to do? Are you smoking that chronic? What are you doing? Okay? If you like it, then you better put a speculum in it. If you like it, then you better put a speculum.
All right, I think we're about ready to wrap up. We're about 40 minutes in. Doc, do you have anything, any last thoughts for the people?
Dark side, every side, all night long. It's what we do, snitches. Keep it real. Tune it in. By the way, if you do not go to our podcast on iTunes and review it, that bitch Ira Flatow from Science Friday will continue to surpass us in the ratings, and we cannot have that. It is Force Friday, not Science Friday. Get it straight. Please, please, review it. Like my podcast. Fade out. Go. Am I? Lab is so quiet. Uh-huh. Let me look.